From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. Today marks 48 years since the last U.S. combat troops left Vietnam after the Vietnam War. As KSTK's Sage Smiley reports, a native dance group from Wrangell joined a virtual event to honor veterans of the conflict.
Wrangell's Kotz Kletan dancers emerged from behind the decorated cedar curtain at the front of Chief Shake's house, button blanketed backs first. Arms bent, they sway and step in time with the drums and rattles of their accompanists, the Wolf Troop. This is their entrance dance, part of a performance by the Wrangell dancers to honor military service members on March 29th, Vietnam Veterans Day. Luella Knapp is a council member of Wrangell's local tribe, the Wrangell Cooperative Association. She said she saw this performance as a way to honor veterans of the Vietnam War who were not given a proper welcome home.
Today, with this ceremony, we are given the chance to open our hearts to you. You have always been in our hearts and prayers. We wanted to show you our utmost respect by performing for you today.
The Vietnam War was a complicated and controversial conflict that lasted from the mid-1950s until 1975. Many veterans felt ostracized and mistreated after returning home to the U.S. and still feel the effects of war to this day. Wrangell's Kotz Kletan dancers joined other Native groups from around the state and as far away as Standing Rock, North Dakota, in an all-day virtual event recognizing Vietnam vets with Native drumming, song, and dance. The event was organized by the Southeast Intertribal Collective, which describes itself as a group of tribal people from all around Southeast Alaska who are passionate about honoring and holding up veterans of all campaigns. As part of their presentation, Wrangell's dancers performed the welcome song. Women in the group moved their hands in half circles, palms up, gesturing towards their hearts, welcoming the vets into their hearts. While the Kotz Kletan dancers often perform Tlingit songs and dances, the dance troupe members come from a variety of indigenous backgrounds. The name of the dance troupe, Kotz Kletan, means Old Willow Town and refers to the old Wrangell village site about 15 miles south of present-day Wrangell. In the final part of their performance for Vietnam vets, the Kotz Kletan dancers performed a Tsimshian war cry, which they performed with the permission of an Angoon elder. Full performances of the event can be seen at the Southeast Intertribal Collective page on Facebook. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.
You can watch Wrangell's performance in honor of Vietnam vets at kstk.org. And in other news, new genetic research is expanding the family tree of a small weasel. A new species has been identified on an island of Southeast Alaska and some in British Columbia. It's called the Haida ermine and is one of three main species in the world. As Angela Denning reports, scientists who studied the mammal believe there could be other animals that are also unique to the area.
When Jocelyn Colella was studying to become an evolutionary biologist, she thought she would research something big, maybe large cats or bears.
I originally wanted to work on big charismatic carnivores, but there's a lot of people doing that already.
So instead, she chose a tiny carnivore known as the ermine. It's a small weasel with a mouse-like head, big eyes, and a fuzzy brown coat in the summer that turns white in the winter. But besides being cute, they are extreme hunters. They mainly feast on mice and voles, but can also take down rabbits and chickens. Colella studied the small mammal through different universities. She's now an assistant professor in ecology and evolutionary biology and curator of mammals at the University of Kansas Biodiversity Institute. In the field, she studied dozens of ermines.
I was studying ermines all over, honestly. It was a whole Arctic investigation.
With modern science techniques, Colella has also been able to study the ermine's genome, or its genetic makeup. In the lab, she could examine tissue samples that had been collected by scientists all over the world. They had been frozen in vats at nearly negative 200 degrees Celsius.
Liquid nitrogen cryo vats that are just full of hundreds of thousands of tissues. And you can say, well, let's see what ermine look like from here. And you can pull out a piece of tissue, subsample it, and sequence its genome.
Colella compared samples from North America, Asia, and Europe. It took years. She had a lot to work with. The Museum of Southwestern Biology in New Mexico had collected tissues for decades. Using a computer program, she compared the ermine's skulls. She found that there were three main species, one in Eurasia, one in North America, and one found only on Prince of Wales in southeast Alaska and Haida Gwaii off the coast of British Columbia.
Yep, full species, like new species, never before recognized mammal.
She studied samples from most of the islands in the region, but none were the same as those found on POW and Haida Gwaii. Colella says it's probably because the islands are located in a place that wasn't always covered in ice during the glacial periods. She says this ermine is believed to have started 375,000 years ago.
These groups were interbreeding, and then this population got stuck on these islands, and then a lot of time passed, more ice, and they just slowly became their own species.
Colella believes the Haida ermine probably isn't the only species specific to the area. She says the marten, a larger weasel, is also showing the same indicators. She says these islands are creating new species because they are isolated with specific environmental conditions.
We just have no idea what's out there. We really need to be using these new techniques to better understand the diversity of these islands.
Colella sees the new ermine species as more of a beginning than an end. She says it's just another example of why people need to look harder at other animals in the area.
A lot of people think we know all the mammals that are out there, but I think that's far from the truth.
Natalie Dawson agrees. As a wildlife biologist, she spent 20 years researching mammals on several islands in southeast Alaska, including weasels.
I was the first one to kind of really take a deep dive on the genetic distribution across many of these different islands, comparing between species.
Colella's work builds off of Dawson's research. Dawson says Prince of Wales is a stable environment for a species like the ermine to adapt and agrees there are likely other species that just haven't been identified yet.
I think what's significant about it is that in southeast Alaska, if we're finding that kind of diversity in mammals, you can imagine how much distinctiveness there probably is in the insects and the plants on each of these islands, or even in certain populations on certain islands.
The study appears in the scientific journal Diversity and Distributions. Funding for the research came from the National Science Foundation. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
In politics, Republican Kelly Chewbacca has resigned as commissioner of Alaska's Department of Administration and is running against Senator Lisa Murkowski. In a 5-minute video campaign, Chewbacca made it clear she's running to Murkowski's right.
The most important relationship to me is my relationship with God. I won't back down when critics attack me for it, or for all those other values that we Alaskans hold dear. I'm a conservative. Pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and America first.
Murkowski is widely seen as a moderate and has at times been at odds with her party on issues like abortion and in her criticism of former President Trump. Murkowski was one of seven Republican senators who voted to convict Trump on a charge of incitement to insurrection related to the January 6th assault on the Capitol. State Republican Party leaders this month censured Murkowski over that vote and other positions she's taken. Trump has also vowed to work for her defeat. Senator Dan Sullivan takes a more conservative approach than Murkowski. But Sunday, Sullivan told John Carl on ABC's This Week that Murkowski helped him win his seat, and he endorses her.
Look, we don't agree on everything, but we make a good team for Alaska.
So you support her? And, you support her?
Yes. If Senator Murkowski runs again, I'm going to support her.
Murkowski has not announced that she is running for re-election, though her campaign filed a fresh statement of organization with the Federal Elections Commission this month. She has more than $1 million in her campaign bank account. Lindsay Kavanaugh, executive director of the state Democratic Party, in a fundraising appeal earlier this month, said the party was prepping its efforts to, quote, retire Lisa. You can read more about this story on KTOO.org. This is KTOO News.